start with your opposition today. I mean, you come off a huge win, but now it's a Central Division rival that you...
We left that game there. You know, we came out right and against Pittsburgh, and you're not going to have that event happen too often. So back to the grind. I've always played one goal games. You know, it seems like the vast majority of them are just grinders, and we'll expect that in here tonight. They're coming off a win, and so are we. So they're both teams are feeling confident right now.
Just to confirm, Connor will play in goal tonight?
Correct.
And lineup wise, same skaters as last game? Yep.
Obviously, there have been some points for Kyle Connor, but what have you noticed most about his overall game since he's been up, especially playing with Aaron Shifley?
Yeah, you know what? You got a real skilled, real fast player here that shoots the puck and he can make some plays. So much of playing in the NHL is all the other pieces to it. In on the forecheck, using that quickness and getting physically involved. I'm not talking about running guys through the boards, but coming up with loose pucks on the forecheck, that speed helps. Both Mark and Blake do that as a base of their game because of the way they skate, having another guy on that line that can do it takes some pressure off those guys to be first all the time, to be driving and to create that game. You know they're pulling the 1-2 set of D all night long, so they're going to have to play against the other team's best. And those guys, if you're not driving those kind of defensemen, if you're not on them, they're making the breakout plays, so it's a kind of a frustrating night for you. And where his game has made an improvement is that when he's the first forechecker, get in and get on it, and then the reloads and all the hard things that sometimes aren't asked of the elite guy off each team when they come out of amateur, there's certainly a need to do that here.
Do you think it's been contagious because of the way those other two guys do it, that it's got him? He's been way more involved in the forecheck.
Really, but going back to last year, that was the area of his game that he needed to make the biggest improvement, and he has. But even he's better at it than he was in training camp, I'll tell you. That still, there's an area there that he can improve on, and he's been in two of the three games, he's been very, very good at it.
Lines 3 and 4 take a lot of pride in doing things that don't appear on the score sheet, but yet they appeared on the score sheet in a big way the other night. You like the way that's trending?
Yeah, I do. So what was most important about that game was the ability to run Andrew Kopp's line against Malkin's. That was the big advantage that we had when they're skating like that, and Tanev has had that, you know, right from day one, and we've asked Sean to play center, to play a bunch of different positions, left wing with that line is his comfort level. That's really important in here tonight. Koivu and Staal, both real powerful guys that are big and strong. Having a line that if you don't have the Shifley line out there, or even Brian for that matter, you've got a line that you're real comfortable. And then, of course, Matt Hendricks has just been a real strong presence, and he's got those two guys on his wings playing well and a real big impact on our penalty kill.
Update on 17 at all? I mean, he's skating again.
Skated yesterday for the first time strong. He's having a tough day today. I don't mean in terms of his injury. Today's a hard day for him. He gets pushed real hard today. If he can get through that and feel strong tomorrow, I don't think we're very far off a contact sweater. The nature of his injuries kind of kept him from doing an awful lot of conditioning, so a little longer runway here before he gets back in the lineup.
Wouldn't be Montreal, likely.
Possibly. Maybe. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Sean Mathias obviously has create a lot of scoring chances and been visibly frustrated. What does it mean for him to chip in a couple of helpers?
A lot, in that when you're not putting the puck in the back of the net, it's on your mind, and it'll change your game. It'll get you to cheat for it, and he hasn't done that. And so he needs to get that kind of positive, tangible feedback of an assist on a goal so that he can just stay comfort. I liked his game. I've liked his effort. He really took some weight off this summer, not bad weight. He's always a fit guy, but he's leaner and he's faster. So you want him to have a good feeling after a game because he's played well for us. He just hasn't had anything on the score sheet. And so that helps, I think, in the confidence department.